Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Kuf Chof Ches on Masech de Baba Basra. Some of the topics we're learning about include 7 halachas of Sholech Le Rabba Abba Rabbi Yisr Bachama. The machlek is regarding Goyvin min Avadim, whether or not a lender can collect a servant for a debt from the Yisayim of the borrower, which depends on whether we say Abdu Kimikar Koi Domi. Slaves are considered non-movable assets like land, which a machlek can collect even from Yisayim. The halacha of Shlishi B'Shein Nikasher. A third generation of one brother can testify for a second generation of another brother, in other words, for a first cousin once removed. The machlek is regarding Ba'aba de Abba, whether or not a third generation, a grandson, can testify for his grandfather. Several opinions regarding how Yidea loy be'edus atchloy nistama v'nistama pasal. If a person saw someone's item and then became blind, does he become disqualified to testify for the size of the item, such as a sada, a field, kalima, a garment, and nascha, a piece of silver? The two approaches in the machlekes regarding ha'imra al-tinik ben habanim neman. If a person testifies for a child among his other children, do we accept his testimony or not? Does this machlekes refer to ha'imra al-tinik ben habanim yirish kol nichse, a father who bequeathed his entire estate to only one son, while the other sons are to get nothing, and this is the machlekes of Yechon ben Bereke b'chachamim in the following Mishnah, or the machlekes refers to ha'imra al-tinik ben habanim b'chayru? There was an established chazaka that one son was the Bechar, and the father testified that another son is the Bechar, and he's entitled to Pishnayim, and this is the machlekes Reb Yehuda b'Chachamim in the previous daf.